Oh yeah, CITR 101.9 FM, this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Got a great show for you today. Elwood Bunky Bartlett is on the show. He won $82.5 million in the Mega Millions lottery down in the States. He's a Wiccan priest, and he's on the line right now going to tell us just how he did it. He attributes his win to his Wiccan faith. If you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. And here he is, a very lucky man. Bunky, how are you?
Hey, pretty good.
Hi, thanks for being on the show. Pardon?
How could I not be good?
That's great. That's exactly right. Before we get started, I just want to tell everyone, I was on my way up to the station today, and at the student union here at UBC, there is an anime convention going on all weekend, and there's actually, until 5 o'clock this evening, there's something called Artists Alley, where you can actually meet the comic book artists, and they're selling their wares here at the student union building at UBC. So if you want to check that out, cruise on by. It's going on all weekend, but if you want to meet the artists, make sure you're here by 5 o'clock. So thank you so much for being on the show, Bunky.
No problem.
Good.
My pleasure.
So how are things going? I mean, you said that things are going great. Since you won the lottery, I can imagine it probably just gets better and better.
Yes, it does.
And I really want to talk about your Wiccan faith. So I've had some people, before we do that, though, some of the listeners of the show have emailed. And if you have a question that you want to email the show, it's spiritualshow@gmail.com. And the first question, now, I think you answered this in your interview that I saw on YouTube, that you didn't pick the numbers yourself. You let the machine pick them. Is that right?
Sure. My philosophy has always been that if the gods are going to, you know, give me the numbers, it's easier for them to control a machine than to control me.
For sure. So you think that it's just, it sounds like it's easier to control an inanimate object rather than, like, sending you, here are the
Correct.
Magic numbers.
Right.
Cool.
Correct. Me with my free will and my stubbornness.
Exactly. You never know sometimes what's a message from the universe and what's just ego or whatever, I guess.
Exactly.
So, pardon?
I said exactly.
Oh, thanks.
You know, because this way it's, you know, they can choose the numbers. I pretty much am out of the equation at that point.
So is this something, did you play the lottery regularly or was it just this one time?
The only time I ever really played the lottery was when it was over $100 million. And even then, it was always, oh, crap, I forgot to buy a ticket.
Oh, okay.
So this was just a fluke that we actually bought the ticket when we did.
Wow. So you must be pretty happy with that little fluke.
a little bit.
How many tickets did you buy that draw?
$10.
$10. Okay, so that's like a few tickets then.
Yeah, well, actually, it was 10 numbers. It was two tickets. And, you know, I guess one of the best investments you could have made.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So when you bought the tickets, did you believe that you were going to win? Or what was it that, or was it just you had no idea, you were totally shocked?
Oh, I always believed I would win.
Okay. Did you
that's
have...
What actually made it, that's what actually made the ability to win. Was any time I played the lottery, every time I bought a ticket, I always said, yay, I've won.
Mm.
And basically proceeded in that fashion.
Great. So you actually told yourself, with the ticket in your hand before the draw, I've already won this?
Correct.
And did you, it sounds like you didn't buy tickets that often, but did you win other prizes before this?
Oh, yeah. I used to, nothing big. You know, you'd get the $2 win and that kind of stuff. And I would always hold on to the $2 ticket until the next time I actually played and would actually cash it in and then use that money to buy more tickets.
So you're using, like, lucky money.
Right.
Yeah. So if you want to get on the air and ask Bunky a question, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And it's been about a year since the win. And I heard on YouTube on one of your interviews that a casino in Vegas was putting odds against whether you were going to keep the money or not.
Yeah, I think they had an over and under thing, and that I was going to go broke in 3 years. I've never actually been able to verify that that's out there, and I've actually been to Vegas a couple times.
Okay.
So I haven't seen anything yet.
Okay. Well, you're an accountant, or maybe you're not an accountant anymore, but you have the knowledge of an accountant, so you know how to manage
Right.
your money, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And so you mentioned that you, when you're holding the ticket, you already believed that you were going to win. And one of the listeners actually emailed and wanted to know if you used any visualization techniques. And if so, did you focus on winning the jackpot itself or on just what that amount of money would do for you and how it would change your life?
Actually, every time that I thought about the lottery, I would always envision what my life would be like after I won. And one of the biggest things that I had always envisioned was, you know, what my house would be like, where I would live, what type of things would I be doing. Would I travel? Would I, you know, teach? Would I do this? And that's one of the things that, you know, for me, I think it's the visualizations and holding on to those and actually believing that they can come true helps to bring that about. It's the focus and it's the belief that can actually make things happen. But you also can't just sit on your butt.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Well, obviously, if you hadn't bought a ticket, you never would have won. Like you said,
exactly.
It was a total fluke. But when you were expecting this money to come your way and visualizing your house and things like that, were you certain it was going to come from the lottery, or were you just open to the universe providing it to you in whatever way it manifested?
Open to the universe however it wanted to manifest. Because in actuality, in January, before I won, January of that year, of last year, I had started my own business, and I was working towards manifesting that myself through hard work, you know, that kind of thing. And it was going really well. I was becoming very successful with my own accounting firm, and it was going forward. And then in September, 8 months later, after I started the accounting business, I won the lottery.
Nice.
So you can't just, when you want something, you can't just sit and wait for it to happen. You still have to work, have a plan, and then the universe says, okay, well, they're giving it a shot. How about we give them a push? And to me, that's what the universe did. It said, okay, here's what we have. He's doing it, so let's just give him a helping hand.
Fantastic. It's so great to talk to you because it's just such an amazing story to hear, and of, you know, winning such a large jackpot. And I know a lot of it went to taxes, but in the end, there's still a lot left. One thing is, here in Canada, we don't pay taxes on any lottery wins. So if you're planning to win again, you might want to come and buy a ticket up here.
Oh, I'm going to have to do that then. They stuck out a lot in taxes here in the state.
For sure.
A lot. It's upwards of, you know, 50%.
Yeah. I can imagine. I mean, as happy as you must be to win the lottery, having half taken in taxes must feel a little bit like a punch in the gut.
Oh, yeah. Especially since, you know, I'm all about government reform here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm actually running for president.
Wow.
So, yeah, I actually have a presidential campaign. I'm not really doing anything other than some, you know, internet stuff. I have a presidential MySpace up, you know, that kind of thing. I won't win, but, you know.
Well, you never know. You won the lottery. Stranger things have happened.
And I keep envisioning what I will do as president.
Wow.
What laws I will change, what things will occur, you know, the whole nine yards.
So is that for this upcoming election then?
Yeah, in 2008.
Great.
And I'll run again for 2012.
So this is a Canadian station. We're a pretty small station up in Vancouver, BC, but we do have a website, citr.ca, and I know that there are people listening from all over the world as well as in the States. So what's the name of your MySpace page or any website you have for the presidency?
Yeah, it's the MySpace is Bartlett for President with the number one.
Bartlett for President 1, like that?
Correct.
Cool.
Yep.
So you have to check that out if you're in the States, and maybe you could have a Wiccan priest as president. And when we first got on the phone, you mentioned that you're having some construction work done on your house. So you're down in the basement, it's where it's quiet. So I guess it sounds like you're in the process of manifesting that house that you've been visualizing.
Well, actually, we pretty much found it, and we found it pretty quickly, because once I won, 20 days after I won, we found the house, and we settled in 20 days.
Wow.
So it went very quickly. My real estate agent sent us a listing of about 300 properties, and the third one we saw on the website, we just said, that's it. We went to look at it, and that was it. And we just went from there.
Oh, that's so fantastic. Even with unlimited amounts of money, I can imagine, I mean, to go from buying a house, moving in, being settled within 20 days, that's just so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's just how the universe works. And you just got to hold on and just ride it out.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to take a break in just a second here. Actually, I think we have about 5 minutes. So if you want to get on the air and ask Bunky a question, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Bunky Bartlett is a Wiccan priest down in the States, and he won about a year ago. He won the Mega Millions jackpot. He was one of four winners, I believe. Is that right? Yes. So if you want to get on the air and ask him a question, he is on the line right now, whether it's about Wicca or about the lottery win, anything like that. The number again is 604-822-2487. Now, Bunky, I've been watching YouTube and all of the different interviews that you did after you won, and it's so fun to see you talking to all these different people. In one of the interviews, you mentioned that you hadn't been on a honeymoon with your wife yet, even though you've been married for about 20 years.
Correct.
So, and Stonehenge was mentioned. So did you go to Stonehenge, and how was that?
Actually, no, we didn't end up going to Stonehenge. We actually ended up going to Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I actually had never been there, and it is one of the most soothing and most spiritual places you could actually go to.
That's beautiful. There's actually, I used to have a friend who lived on Maui, and there's a lot of, you have the belief of aliens or anything like that, there's a lot of that kind of activity that goes on up there, and, you know, UFOs and things like that. Whether they're actually aliens or not, I don't know, but there's definitely a lot of supernatural activity in that area of the world.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It had a great feeling. I was very surprised when we got there, and just the feeling of the land and the people and just the atmosphere when you get there, and how easy and slow moving it is, and how you're able to just be and not have to worry about things.
That's so beautiful. How long did you stay there?
We actually were only there for a little over a week. Next time we go, I'm going to spend about two or three.
Yeah. And are you still planning on going to Stonehenge?
We still plan on going over there. I'm just not quite sure when we're going to get there yet.
So do you mind if I ask I guess there's a lot going on. I mean, when I picture someone winning the lottery, it's just kind of like, oh, nothing but time, nothing but free time. But it sounds like you've been keeping yourself pretty busy.
Oh, yeah, because one of the things that I had said when I asked the universe to let me win the lottery was that I would continue to teach. And my main focus would be that. And that's what I've been doing. I started teaching a one-on-one class. I teach workshops. I'm doing lectures. You know, I'm doing exactly what I said I would do.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to take a quick break for a public service announcement, and I want to talk more about your teaching and, of course, your lottery win as well. So I'm just going to put you on hold here, Bunky. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and if you want to get on the air and ask Bunky Bartlett a question, he is the Wiccan priest who won a huge Mega Millions jackpot down in the States about a year ago. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And we'll be back in just a second.
Hello. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hi, guys. My name is Hafsa, and I'm the Public Relations Officer for the International Relations Students Association, also known as IRSA. We have a mandate to provide students from a variety of disciplines with a forum for the discussion of international issues in a casual environment. Our discussions reflect upon all areas of international interest. In addition, a host of other activities, such as diplomatic simulations, academic publications, and conferences such as UBCM-E1, make IRSA the most active student group on campus and one of the most recognized throughout Canada. If you would like to join the club or get in touch for more information, please call 604-822-1604 or visit our website at irsa.ca.
CITR 101.9 FM, this is Synchronicity, and we're back with Bunky. Hi, Bunky, you still there?
Yep, still here.
Great. So I want to talk about on the news on YouTube, and if you're at home listening to CITR.ca, you can cruise YouTube or Google, just Google Bunky Bartlett, B-U-N-K-Y, and there's lots of clips that come up. And I know the media was kind of putting a spin on it as you were planning to open a real-life Hogwarts. So how's that going?
The AP press thing, that was, that man so messed up that it was unbelievable. And he also, which was really funny because after the interview was supposedly over, some friends of not mine and I were sitting in the coffee shop, and he was doing some B footage and some background stuff, but he was actually filming us and listening to some of our conversation. And so we were just conversating about different stuff, and he started to piece things together that didn't make any sense at all, and that's the majority of what made it onto the AP press.
Oh, I can imagine that must have been a little bit annoying.
I understand the press, and that's how they work, and that's cool.
So you mentioned that you're doing lectures and teaching a 101 class. Now, do you actually have a physical school, or where are you teaching now?
Right now I'm teaching out of the New Age gift shop that I invested in, Mystical Voyage.
And do they have
a
website?
Yes, it's www.mystickalvoyage.com.
Great. And sorry, go on. I interrupted you. You're teaching there.
Yeah, most of my workshops and classes are held there. I'm actually teaching next Friday. I'm teaching a class on spiritual alchemy, which is a 6-part class. So it goes for 6 weeks straight.
That sounds really interesting. Can you explain a little bit about what spiritual alchemy is? Oh, actually, it looks like there's a phone call coming in. So if I lose you, I'm going to call you right back, but hopefully this will work. Okay. CITR, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, Miss. I'd like to ask him if he can recall back in the time if he had things like the pencil wrapped in mint to bring luck and money, or like the slip of paper in honey. Does he live like with those things around all the time?
Bunky, were you able to hear that question?
Yes, I did. Actually, not so much. I mean, there were times when, because I've been doing this for 20-plus years, I hate to admit that, but because that shows my age. But in the very beginning, when I first started getting into Wicca and witchcraft and that kind of stuff, I did the green candle for money. I did, you know, putting a dollar bill in a box with different crystals and that kind of stuff. So I did do all of those things back, you know, when I first started out. Now, is that what manifested it and it took over 20 years to happen? That's a possibility, you know, because I can't really pinpoint what one thing did I really do that made this happen. What I usually say is that 20 years of gaining wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is what probably caused the manifestation that occurred.
Yes, yes, I see. What about things like the fat Buddha sitting around? You have one of those, or an elephant with its trunk raised like an idol?
No, actually, I never had any of those.
How about, there was one more thing I wanted to ask. A talisman. Would you wear a talisman?
The only jewelry that I ever really wore was a pentagram.
Yeah, star for power, right?
Correct.
Bit of strength. Okay, well, thank you very much. I'm actually driving and talking, so I really need to put the phone down.
Keep your eye on the road, then. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Bunky, you still there?
Yes, I'm still.
Okay, great. I'm a little bit. I've had phone interviews with one person on the phone, but taking calls is new to me. So that was some interesting questions there. If you want to get on the air and ask Bunky a question about Wicca or how he won the lottery, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. If you are driving, please be conscious of the road and be careful. But feel free to give us a call, 604-822-2487. So that guy was asking about talismans, and it sounds like I don't know too much about spells and things like that, but I'm guessing that the pencil and things like that were something related to spells. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, Wicca really, and especially witchcraft, revolves around doing spells, meditations, incantations, using elixirs and potions to, you know, manifest the things that you want in this reality.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the 20-plus years that I've been studying, you know, I've worked with all of those things. You know, as you learn, you grow, read books, find teachers. I've had a number of teachers over the years. I've joined a number of groups. I've read more books than any person probably should have ever read. But, you know, and it's just a matter of gaining knowledge and trying to gain understanding of yourself, how you interact with the universe, and how it acts with you.
Fantastic. Now, one of the questions that was emailed into the show, again, if you want to email a question to the show, the email address is spiritualshow@gmail.com. And it sounds like you kind of answered this. How long did it take from the time that you decided to win the jackpot until you finally manifested the win? You mentioned that you were lighting green candles for money 20 years ago, but was the money intended to come through the lottery, or how long was it before you actually said, I'm going to win the lottery, before it happened?
Actually, I never said I was going to win the lottery. I was actually sitting in the coffee shop. It was only about 2 or 3 months before I won the lottery. And I was getting mixed signals from the universe. It kept telling me, you need to teach, you need to teach, you need to write books, you need to do this. And it's like, okay, I'm working a full-time job. I'm running my own business here. You know, I'm working 60, 70, 80 hours a week now. How can I teach, write books, and do all of this, and still, you know, make sure that my family has a roof over their head, food on the table, you know, all the things that they need? I can't do it all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, look, here's the deal. You let me win the lottery, and I will go ahead and do what you said you want me to do.
And how long
and
was it?
3 months later.
Wow. So that's pretty fast. It sounds like
that was. If that, you know, if you really want to say that was the pivotal point, I'm not sure. Because, you know, it was when I was sitting in the coffee shop, because I had just gotten a reading from one of the readers at Mystical Voyage, and she kept saying, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. And I'm like, I get out there, I'm sitting in the coffee shop, and it was like one of those frustrated kind of things. So, again, it was almost like building up energy, and I finally just said, okay, enough is enough. And I kind of yelled it while I was in the coffee shop because Lori, who's the owner and a friend of mine, walked over and said, are you all right? So she had a little concern.
Well, 3 months later, you were definitely all right.
Correct.
And so we were going to talk a little bit about your spiritual alchemy. And we had to go to a break. So can you tell me a little bit more about what that is?
spiritual alchemy is similar to the idea of physical alchemy. But instead of turning base metals into precious metals, you're actually cleansing your soul. It's almost the same process you go through to try and create the Philosopher's Stone, but you're doing it on a spiritual level. So there are numerous meditations, there are elixirs, there's all kinds of different things that you do while you're on that path in order to try and cleanse your soul, cleanse your energy, cleanse your chi of all the negative things that you build up as you go through life. And it's a really long process. And I've been working on that process for, I would say, 15 years. I've been working a path to try and do just that.
Wonderful. So it sounds like that spiritual alchemy isn't necessarily just for Wiccans. It could be for people of all faiths and beliefs.
Oh, yes. I mean, because it's a spiritual practice, not a religious practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way of living, watching what you eat, doing certain exercises, meditating, the long list. And I've been like keeping records of everything that I've been doing. And I've just gotten it to a point where I can actually put it all together and say, okay, I can formulate a class on this. And here's what I'm going to do.
That's so fantastic, because a lot of people, I think, and of whatever faith that they might be, people make deals with God and the universe and things like that. Like, if you help me get this, that, I'll do this, and bargaining. But I can imagine that a lot of people, when they hit such a big jackpot and it opens so many more possibilities for them, that a lot of people probably deviate from what they had originally planned, because, I mean, your life just totally changes. So I think it's really amazing that you've actually kept up, rather than hanging out on the beach in Hawaii all the time, you are actually still, educating people and sharing your knowledge.
And that's kind of what, I had planned to do if I had won anyway. I didn't really want it to change my life that much. It's not to say that it hasn't changed my life, because it has. I'm sitting in a 5,000-square-foot house versus, a 1,200-square-foot house. So it has made an impact. But I'm still trying to be who I am, who I always was, and I have surrounded myself with friends who make sure that I stay who I was. Because the minute I start getting out of line, they look at me, hit me across the head, and say, stop that.
Awesome. So it sounds like you've kept your old friends, and I can hear that you're really grounded, and I can imagine that having tens of millions of dollars and a lot of media attention, and I hear that from your assistant that you actually are on a radio show. And I'll ask you a little bit more about that, but I can imagine that that could change a person a little bit.
It can, and, a lot of people do. I've always dealt with the media, because even before I won, I was a spokesperson for Wicca. I did a number of interviews on news programs, radio programs. I've been doing that since I actually started 20-plus years ago. My first radio program 20 years ago was with me and my current teacher and high priestess had went on a local radio, oldies radio station, to talk about Halloween and Samhain.
Hmm.
And it started there. And I actually do have that first interview on a tape somewhere in the house.
Cool. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on the University of British Columbia campus, or you might be listening online at citr.ca. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and we are talking with Bunky Bartlett, who is a Wiccan priest who also happened to win a substantial amount in the Mega Millions lottery down in the States. If you have a question question for Bunky. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Now, I was going to ask you, and it's kind of slipped my mind now. I'm trying to formulate the thought. So I guess hopefully it'll come back to me. I'll move on to something else. Do you believe that you could win the lottery again if you wanted to? And do you want to?
Oh, yeah, and I know I am. I've already started envisioning that.
Nice.
Because that would be one of the best reaffirming that this was really a magical happening is if I actually can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the world would actually look at that and say, okay, what exactly is it that he's doing?
For sure. So it sounds like, and there have been people who've won more than one lottery jackpot. There's been a number of people. I remember back in like the late 80s, early 90s, when I was quite little, seeing on Donahue or Oprah or something, there were actually lottery winners that had won multiple times, and it was a show about luck. And they were all really positive. They seemed, most of them, like they were genuinely nice, caring people, which was nice to see. So it sounds like if you won again, it would be proof, even more so than one lottery win. It would be like pretty much definite proof that Wicca and that the universe is working for you.
Correct. I mean, you know, one of the biggest things that I've been trying to do since I've won is show people that, you know, because there's still a lot of misinformation out there about us, and there are still people who don't understand what it is that we do, and I'm trying to still educate them that, you know, we're just everyday people like you. We live next door to you, and you don't realize it. We work in the cubicle right across from you.
Mm-hmm.
And you like us until you find out, oh, my God, they're a witch or they're Wiccan. That didn't change who we were. That just changed how you perceived who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to work forward, and I have gotten so many positive responses since this all happened from people who said, you know, before this, I really had no clue. I thought witches were evil people who, you know, sacrifice babies and all this other stuff. And they're like, I now understand that that's not how it is. And that has been, you know, the biggest thing for me and has made me so happy that I've actually been able to get people to see that we are just like everyone else.
That's fantastic. I think that, I mean, a lot of people now with all the movies on Wicca, and I know I like to watch old Charmed reruns. I don't know if it's
the entire series. I bought it when it ended.
Would you say that it's a fair representation of Wicca?
No.
No.
I wouldn't say a fair representation. Yeah, it's TV. It's movies. They have to, you know, they have to jump that line in order to make it interesting for people.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they were actually to record what it is that we do on a regular basis, it's actually pretty boring to the commonplace person.
So there's no vanquishing demons or marrying gods of the underworld or anything like that?
Not that I know of. You know, some people, you know, I've got a wonderful wife, so I didn't marry anything like that. So, you know, they have to keep your interest.
It's a fun show, though. I do enjoy it.
I love those shows. I love Charmed. Bewitched is one of my favorites. I love watching. I've watched The Craft. You know, Practical Magic is another movie that I really love a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just because they're over the top with it doesn't mean that they're not good movies. Just don't use them as, you know, resources for your, you know, research.
Okay. In Charmed, though, there is something about not using magic for personal gain, and they mention that all the time. And I'm wondering if that's a real thing in Wicca.
You have to, anytime you use magic to change or shape reality to your will, you're gaining personal gain. So if you do a prosperity spell, it's for personal gain.
Mm-hmm.
If you do something to better your health, it's personal gain. It's really all about personal gain. Anytime that you wield magic, you are doing it for personal gain. Even if that gain is growing on a spiritual level, it is still personal gain.
Okay. So, but I think maybe the distinction, and they don't explain this in the show, is that you're not doing it to inflict anything on someone else. You're not, you know, you're doing things to help yourself, but not anything negative that would impact, hopefully, not intentionally at least, that would impact the world in any way. Is that right?
Right. But correct. But, you know, I don't know if you know about the butterfly effect.
Yes. So did you want to explain a little bit about that for people who don't know?
Right. I mean, and that's the way it is. I mean, any time that you use magic to do something, you're taking and changing on a global level. And sometimes there is a negative effect of that. It may not be a purposeful, you know, I can't say that word. Purposeful, you know, trying to do a negative thing, but everything has its positive and negative aspects.
Mm-hmm.
There is always duality in everything.
But that's not just in magic.
It's a part of magic.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you could flushing your toilet, you're not intending that to be a negative thing, but, you know, if when everyone flushes their toilet, it contributes to the pollution of the world, right? I mean,
correct. So you can't go through life thinking that, you know, okay, I'm doing this spell for prosperity, so I'm not really harming anything along the way. Well, anytime we walk out of our door, we harm something. You step on an insect, you squash a fly, you get into your car, you create pollution, you know, you hit an animal, you destroy the ecosystem. You know, it's just a matter of how much good can you do for the bad that you also do, because mm-hmm. we all live in a, you know, it's all a duality. There's always a positive and negative side to anything and everything that we do. It's just being able to recognize that and say, okay, I need to gain balance in this. So how can I gain balance? It's just like one of the things that I'm doing at the house, some of the construction that's going on is I'm trying to make the house more, a lot greener, to try and, you know, break away from doing more damage to the earth. So I'm looking into solar and wind and geothermal and all of that kind of stuff for the house.
Mm-hmm. And it must feel really good to be in a position where you can do that. And it's because I know a lot of people, if they had an extra few thousand dollars kicking around, they might invest it in something a little more earth-friendly as far as energy. But a lot of people don't have that. So I can imagine that having that extra money and being able to do those things to offset and to contribute to a greener planet must feel good.
It does. But again, that goes from my perspective of looking at, okay, I've done all these negative things in the past. Now I need to try and do some more positive things to try and gain that balance. So whenever I start looking at things now, I look at it, okay, this has a negative effect. How can I balance that negative effect with something more positive? But even with the everyday person, there's so many little things that we can do. You know, you can change the light bulbs in your house to more energy efficient light bulbs. I mean, there are so many little things that overall, if everyone on the planet did it, it would make such a global change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a really good point. I think I like that you're talking about balance, because it's so important. I mean, we can't avoid doing things that could be perceived as negative. Everything does have a positive and negative side to it, but it's a matter of having balance in your life. And you mentioned about casting a spell for prosperity and how that would be for personal gain, not necessarily a negative thing. Now, some people have this viewpoint of that there's this pile of money on the planet and that if one person has a large pile of that money, that's actually taking away from maybe someone else's pile of money, and that there's only so much to go around. What's your viewpoint on the level of prosperity on the planet?
I happen to agree with that, which mm-hmm. is one of the reasons why I've tried to do as much good as I possibly can with the money that I got. You know, I've donated to a lot of different charities. I've donated over $1 million plus since I've won to various nonprofits and charities that help, you know, breast cancer, Special Olympics. I've done, cancer research, you name it. I've tried to, you know, leukemia, I put money into it, you know, and that's the thing is that, yeah, I won, which meant someone else didn't. So I try to give back as much as I possibly can, mm-hmm. you know, without, of course, destroying myself with, you know, having no money at all.
Mm-hmm. But even though there's only a limited amount of that jackpot, isn't it possible that all those people, or at least some of those people that didn't win, could make that much money and more doing other things?
Sure. You know, anything is possible. That's the wonders of the world that we live in, is that everything is possible. We just have to believe it is so, and then it is. You know, you always hear the whole thing about the secrets, and you know what? The secret has always been there. It's always been available to everybody. It's just somebody got smart and said, it's time to put this in a book and call it The Secret so that we can make money off of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it sounds The Secret is talks about the law of attraction and how, you know, what kind of energy you put out into the world is what you attract back to you. And someone actually, this is sort of along the lines of the law of attraction, and someone emailed the show at spiritualshow@gmail.com. Again, you're listening to Synchronicity on 101.9 FM CITR. If you want to get on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. We're talking with Bunky Bartlett, who is a Wiccan priest who won a large jackpot in the Mega Millions jackpot lottery down in the States. And one of the questions that was sent in is, did you ever have doubt about winning? And if so, what did you do to remove that doubt?
Nope, never had a doubt. And that is the key to successfully working magic and changing reality, is that you cannot have doubt. When you work a spell or you do a ritual or you do a meditation, the key to its success is to not doubt. You have to have 100% faith that what you've done will manifest. And at any moment that you doubt what it is that you've done, then your spell has failed. Mm-hmm. And that's the key. I always tell my students that picture your intention as a beautiful garden with flowers. Doubt is the weeds that keep popping up in that garden. So on a daily basis, you have to go and tend your garden, pull out those weeds. And those weeds can come from either yourself or other people. If you go out and say to people, oh, I just cast a spell to win the lottery, and they say, oh, you're a fool, it's never going to happen, forget it. You hear that, and the minute you hear that, a weed creeps up in your garden.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to go back out, you've got to pull that weed out, to make sure that you have nothing but perfect intent in your garden.
So are you saying that you never had even a millisecond of doubt, or if you did feel any doubt starting to creep in, that's when you paused and did something about it?
Correct. I mean, was there milliseconds of doubt? Sure. I never really told anybody that I played the lottery, or if when I played the lottery, I never mentioned that I had a lottery ticket in my pocket. You know, and that's one of the key things to when you're working magic, there's a phrase, to keep silent. It's not just there to protect you. It's there to keep those weeds from growing in your garden of intent. Don't go out there and say to everybody, oh, I just cast a spell for prosperity, or, you know, I just went out and cast a spell to get a new job. You know, because the minute you do that, people are going to look at you and say things that are going to cause you to doubt your abilities, to doubt what you've done, which is going to make it even harder for you to do.
Mm-hmm. But if you, okay, I totally hear what you're saying about if you start telling people things, especially if they're things that seem, you know, impossible or very difficult to achieve, that telling other people could open the doors for them to, you know, ridicule you or even just to say, you know, it's not going to happen, whatever. But it's a lot, I mean, it kind of takes away the I told you so factor when you do win.
Well, yes, but also it kind of doesn't, because once you do, you can then say, hey, you know what, on this day I did this and this is what's come of it. Mm-hmm. You know, but the hardest part of that is also because even today I can't really say what thing I did that allowed the universe to bless us in such a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no way for me to actually pinpoint that one pinnacle moment. You know, was it the spell I cast 20 years ago? Was it what I said in the coffee shop? You know, was it some offhand something? You know, was it all the prayers that I've received over the years from, you know, my mother and her church and her church members who always prayed for me every Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was. I don't know what point, you know, what was that one point? Or was it all of that that caused it to occur?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Just before we get back into this, we have about 15 minutes left in the show, and I want to let you know that Scotty's Scenic Drive is coming up at 10 o'clock. Lots of ska music coming your way on CITR, so stick around for that. Right now, you're listening to Synchronicity. If you want to get on the air, the number is 604-822-2487. We're talking with Bunky Bartlett, who is a Wiccan priest, who attributes his gigantic lottery win to his faith in Wicca, or at least some part of it. I'm hearing you say that you're not exactly sure what aspect or whether it was a combination of things that really was the catalyst for you winning the lottery. And I'm wondering, have you taken time to ask the gods or your inner being or whatever it is that you speak to what it was?
I have, and that's the strange thing. Is I've asked, and pretty much the answer I've gotten is basically look into yourself. So that to me basically says it's pretty much everything I've done throughout my life.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's also the things that you're continuing to do, like what we talked about a while ago, how something that this life-changing can change a person and change their path in life. And it sounds like you are following through with the things that you always plan to do with the money and with the freedom. And so, I mean, no one knows necessarily before something like this happens, but the universe does what
right.
kind of person you are and whether you're going to follow through with those things.
Right. And I hope that, you know, and I didn't know for sure myself, really. You know, because once we won, it was a big ride and things were happening and occurring. And I had to finally say, oh, okay, no, wait, now we have to slow down. We have to stop because I've got things I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really had to put it out there and say, okay, guys, this is it. We're done. You know, at some point I finally said, okay, we're not really doing it, you know, 20 interviews a day anymore. It's, you know, once in a while is fine, but I've got other things I have to do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, and I didn't really know that I would actually focus and do that. But, you know, I've always been one to keep my word and to go forward with things. So maybe the universe knew that I would, and I'm glad that I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk with us here. Since you aren't doing a lot of interviews anymore. So I really appreciate your time, and I know the listeners do. If you have a question and you want to get on the air to ask Bunky something about Wicca or his lottery win, the number to call is 604-822-2487. Just a few minutes left in the show. You can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com, and I'll pass that question along. And you mentioned, I want to talk a little bit more about your magical teachings. You mentioned that you're teaching a spiritual alchemy class. And I'm wondering, do you do any online teaching, or how would that work?
I've actually started thinking about that. I actually have a video production company that I just started up, and I'm thinking of televising some of the classes and workshops that I'm doing over the internet.
Fun.
So that could be coming down the line shortly. I'm also looking at doing sort of similar to what you guys have. I'm going to be possibly doing a internet talk radio show on spiritual matters, and also do live video feeds through that.
Fun.
So I'm trying to take it actually to the next level.
Beautiful. Well, it sounds like you're pretty good at setting intentions and having them manifest. So we'll see. Maybe it might start out as a small little website, but I'm sure with your success, it'll become gigantic. So I like to hear that. Is there anything that you want to add about Wicca or about how? One question that was sent in is, was winning the jackpot everything that you thought it would be? Were you prepared? And have there been any negatives to winning?
It's never what you ever expect it to be. There are always pitfalls. There are always, you know, little boulders that the universe says, okay, now we've helped you. Now, guess what? You got to grow a little bit more. So, boom, here's a boulder. Try and get around it. And having money doesn't really change having problems. It just changes the type of problems that you have and the magnitude of them. So it's not like I'm walking through a carefree life, because there's always someone out there who wants something from you. And I get thousands upon thousands of emails a day, even still, you know, requesting money. You know, I get requests for, you know what, I've missed, you know, in some very blatant, you know, I've mismanaged my money all of my life. If you just give me $10,000, I'll never mismanage my money again. Well, you know, just because I give you $10,000 doesn't mean you're not going to mismanage it.
Then you'd be mismanaging, you know, your money.
Yeah. You know, I'll send you to school to hopefully help you learn how to manage your money.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's that kind of thing. You know, give a man a fish and he eats for a day, teach him how to fish and he eats for his lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the things that was mentioned on one of the YouTube broadcasts that I saw, was talking not only about magical teachings, but your assistant called it the mundane realm of things like finances. So is that something that you are teaching now, or that you plan to teach in the future?
Yes, actually, I do have workshops on that as well. And a lot of times when people come to me, you know, they'll say, what should I do? What can I do? Because I have a number of people that come to me and say, I need advice. And I will help them, show them how to plan a budget, help them with getting in contact with the right people for, you know, saving money and investing money and that kind of stuff. So I am going in that direction as well. And, you know, there will be other opportunities for me to actually help people out in that fashion.
Nice. Maybe you can offer online courses through your new online magic school that is soon to be coming. And you'll have to email me with the website when it's done, and I'll announce it on the air.
We will do that. So great. Hopefully that will be, it's probably not going to be for another 2 or 3 months, but because I want to get a couple episodes taped and edited and that kind of thing and see how they look, and then we'll work from there.
Mm-hmm. Editing. So you're getting really into it. I just show up and throw it on the air.
Yeah, I bought the whole, my daughter is actually, she went to school for video and production editing.
Fun. Before the lottery win or after?
Before.
Okay.
So I've actually bought all the camera equipment, the miking equipment, the Advid system to do all the production and editing and graphic designing and the whole nine yards. So when I do it, she's going to do the filming, she's going to do all the editing, and it'll be wonderful.
Oh, that's fantastic. It sounds really exciting, and I'm excited to see it. Now, are you planning to have it free or low cost, or do you think you'll be charging for the classes?
The only thing that I might do, like I do right now, is the classes. I ask for a donation, and the donation goes to a specific charity. Like right now, all the classes that I teach, all the donations go to the Diabetes Foundation.
Mm-hmm. And I think when people pay something for it, it adds more value to it.
Actually, sadly, I found that when I was actually doing things for free, I had less people attend them than if I said, you know, I'm going to charge you $100 for this course. Mm-hmm. I had more people show up when I charged money for the course than when I said it was free.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
I don't understand that. But, you know, I guess in the society that we live in today, the value, when you put a value on something, people seem to think it's worth more. So they're more willing to attend it. Mm-hmm. When in actuality, it's the same material that I gave for free.
Well, it's just like when you go to the department store and you spend, you know, $60 on Chanel eyeshadow, which actually isn't very good. And you can buy, you know, Revlon eyeshadow for $8 at, you know, the drugstore. And it's as good or better. But because there's this prestigious price attached to it, people just assume that it's of higher quality and that it's going to make them feel better because they're paying more for it.
Right. And I personally have never understood that mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I still go for things that are free versus if I've got to pay for it.
Well, maybe that's why you've still got your money. Other people who won the lottery might spend their money. And that's actually interesting about keeping the money and doing well with it, because a lot of lottery winners, and I'm sure that there are plenty of lottery winners that live wonderful lives and manage their money well, but you always hear about the ones that win like $200 million and then it gets stolen and they get kidnapped and all these horrible things happen to them. And do you have any idea about what makes them different from someone who keeps their money?
They have a story that the press is interested in. So that's why you hear about it. The people that are doing well with their money live very ordinary lives, and the media is just not interested in them.
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't a Wiccan high priest, the media would not have been so attentive to me as they were.
Mm-hmm.
If I would have just not either come out or not said that I was a witch or Wiccan or any of that kind of stuff, you know, the media would have been very brief, very short, and, you know, it wouldn't have lasted as long as it did, and it wouldn't have gone international, because my win has actually made it internationally.
Oh, for sure. Well, this is a Canadian show, and I heard about it on, like, Yahoo or something about a year ago when it happened. So definitely international.
Right. I mean, right. When I heard about it, you know, I got emails from friends that were over in England, and we have friends in Russia and Germany, and they were sending, why am I seeing Bunky's face on my TV?
That's hilarious. Well, we're going to wrap up the show in just a second. And Bunky, I want to thank you so much for your time. It's been such a pleasure talking to you. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul on CITR 101.9 FM. And just before we wrap up the show, Bunky, is there anything that you want to add anything about Wicca or any misconceptions that people might have that you want to clear up, anything like that?
The only thing I'd like to say is, judge people for who they are, not the religion that they practice. If you like them before you found out what religion they are, then you should still like them.
Fantastic.
That's the only message I like to get across.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Bunky. And that is our show. I appreciate your time and being available to answer questions. You've been a wonderful guest. And when you do get your online magic school or TV show or radio program up and running, please do email me at spiritualshow@gmail.com, and I will pass that along to the listeners. So thank you again, Bunky. And Scotty's Scenic Drive is up next on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm just getting the music here ready. So I thank you again, Bunky, for being with us. And next week, I'm going to be talking with someone who has used the law of attraction to his advantage. And he is actually involved with UBC. So feel free to call in and ask him whatever you like on CITR 101.9 FM.
don't get, I can use. Now give me more. Don't get, I can't use. Now give me.